Hello and welcome to Evidence for Faith. It's your host, Michael Lane. So glad you're joining me as we continue in a series called Devotions by the Seashore. Now, these are lessons, obviously, like for vacation, or they can be for any time, even sitting in a bathtub if you want, or standing in a shower. You can listen to these lessons just pointing out God and lessons that he's given us in nature around the shore on islands and stuff like maybe where you like to vacation or whatever. And today's lesson is the second one here in this series, and this is called The Mangroves of Hospitality. Mangroves of Hospitality. Now, the key verse that I want to point out in this one, we'll talk about a couple of verses, but the one I want to share with you right now to start this lesson is Romans chapter 12, verse 13, which reads, "Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality." That's going to be the focus on what we're talking about. So let's dive into this. You see, I used to live on an island. A hurricane was coming and heading straight for our island. People had been purchasing necessary items from the store, like bottled water, batteries, extra candles, etc. Those who owned their homes were busy cutting down the dead trees, burying coconuts and other hard fruits that could become bombs or missiles in the storm. I was amazed at all the excitement about this hurricane. Unlike in the Midwest, when a tornado is coming, it comes without much warning. People have known about this hurricane that it was coming. They've heard about it for days. Even back then, days ahead of time, they began preparations. Of these preparations, probably the most amazing one I saw were some people tying up their boats, not to the wooden dock, but to red mangrove trees. Now, I expected to see them hauling them out of the water, and some people did. But the majority just seemed to that they just left them in the water by the shoreline, tied up very securely to these prop roots, these roots of a red mangrove tree. They tie their boats to these trees, the prop roots, and secure their boat to this. Now, looking at a red mangrove tree, it's a tree that has what we call prop roots, large roots that are sticking out. Some of them aren't very big around, but they're branching. The tree grows up very high, but it's got branching roots going all over the place above the surface. And they grow out into the water, if you don't know this. They live in seawater. I thought to myself that no one who ties a boat to this little flimsy trees that are hanging here, none of these boats are going to be left over when this storm is gone. There's just not going to be anything left. Well, the storm that came was a bad one. The winds were well over 85 miles per hour. The rain that fell filled up buckets and pans that we had set outside to collect fresh water, and those filled so quickly. Though not as terrifying maybe as seeing a tornado approaching your house, this storm was much longer in duration. The ocean itself, the tide surge, rose over 8 feet higher than normal, flooding many parts of our island. I'll tell you, that was a storm. When it was over, I got into a car and drove around the island to survey the damage. Many trees were down all over the place. Power lines were down everywhere. Some of them still had live circuit to them. They were making sparks and actually starting little fires in places. But those boats that were tied up to the short little mangrove trees, how'd they survive? Well, the boats were fine. I do remember seeing many boats that had not been tied up there, smashed up against the dock, or some were sitting out into a road or across the road into smashed into a building. Yes, but not those that were tied up to the mangrove tree. It was amazing to me. So I asked a man who was there surveying his boat. He had seemingly been one that had tied up his boat to one of these mangrove trees, and he was surveying his boat apparently and found very little damage to it. I had to ask, you know, how come the boats tied up like yours are in better shape than, as I pointed to, one that was smashed across the road over there? Why is yours more secure and in better shape than those that were tied up against a strong dock? What he told me was that the red mangrove trees are much stronger than any old wooden dock. With their prop roots, they can hold on to a boat much better, though the trees lose much of their leaves from the wind. But the trees support each other, he said. What was amazing is this little old man was right. The bare mangrove trees stood firm in the storm that assaulted them. Now, red mangrove, if you're unfamiliar with it, you can look it up. It's called, scientific name is Rhizophora mangle. Very common tree that grows right out into the ocean on these tropical islands. It's definitely a unique tree to the world. God really designed something special here. It produces, as I said before, these massive prop roots that combine with other trees because they grow next to each other in a little thicket-like, and their roots all combine together, intertwining with each other, so that they are so strong they can endure hurricane winds, tide surges, and everything. You just can't hardly pull them out of the ground. Their root systems intermix to create an extremely sturdy foundation. But that's not all. Many of these trees that grow tall on these islands must be able to hold on to each other to keep each other standing up. You see, the soil on the island I lived on, New Providence, was only about 4 inches, 6 inches deep max. Then you hit solid rocky coral underneath. So there's very shallow soil. But there are some other trees besides these mangroves, other trees that actually hold together. Now, palm trees were down. Coconut trees had been near the ocean, stuff had been smashed also. But they get toppled over. But in these islands down here, particularly in the Bahamas, there's a type of tree. It's a very common pine. They commonly call it the Australian pine, though this is in the Bahamas. Casuarina is the type of a pine. And this tree, they grow very tall on the islands down there. But the thing is, they grow close to each other, but their roots underneath the soil, in that shallow soil, the roots all intertwine with each other, and they become a massive forest that's very, very strong. These underground roots hold on and intertwine like a red mangrove does with its prop roots above the water. These pine trees under the soil, they do the same thing. They intertwine for survival. Now, these trees use their roots, you see, to hold each other up, to anchor each other from storms and any type of problem that comes along. In a way, they're very hospitable plants. Mm-hmm. You see, having your needs met by another person is called hospitality. If you are hospitable, you focus yourself on the needs of others, not on yourself. You see, people do have needs. Some of these are common needs, things like for food, water, warmth, protection. But there is other type of needs also. A person might have a problem getting to an appointment. Some people, just simple companionship. Or they might need help with a chore. I mean, the list is endless. Are you in need of someone to be hospitable to you? Maybe right now you need a friend, a good listener, or maybe just somebody to accept you. Are you carrying a burden that is weighing you down? Maybe you feel like a boat being tossed around in a storm and the sails are in tatters and the rudder's gone. You feel like you have absolutely no control in this life. We see, my friends, God created us and desires for us to be hospitable to others. We do have a social responsibility to others. Now, we can make ourselves stronger if we, like the red mangrove, get close to each other and support each other. When the winds blow the hardest, that's when these trees hold on the best to each other. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, God commands us to not neglect meeting together. And why? To encourage one another. This is a reason we're supposed to go to church. Christians need to go to church, but we need also to get together at times. Even though we need to help support each other, each of us needs to be attached to God for his support. The Gospel of John mentions this in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 17, that Jesus is the true vine. We are the branches. If we are not attached to the true vine, we will die. But Jesus came to give us life and to give it to us abundantly. That's John 10:10. So, are you holding on to the true vine? When the storms of life come your way, and if They haven't. They will. How do you face them? By yourself? Or do you do it with the support of friends? Having friends to help you? Or do you, most importantly, do you attach to the true vine, which is Jesus? Remember this promise. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, God promised, quote, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," end quote. He doesn't promise to remove the storms that we go through in life, but he does promise that he will be in the boat with us through the storm. Father, we thank you for this time, and I just pray for anyone who's struggling right now with some problems in their life, that they find companionship, that they find someone to help them. And Lord, I challenge all Christians to be hospitable. You tell us to do this. So help us to be a shining light, to be a blessing to somebody out there. That, Lord, maybe we will wake up each day and say, Lord, how can I be a blessing to someone today? So help us, Lord, in doing this. And we thank you for your promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. I hope you have gotten something out of this, that this devotional here today has helped you in some way. If you've enjoyed what you've learned, would you please consider donating to Evidence for Faith so we can continue to keep courses like this one free to people around the world who are looking to have their faith strengthened through apologetics. So, until we meet again, my friends, take care and may God bless.